Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass producing things. And today we're talking Pottawatomie County government. We've got County Commissioner Dee McKee in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
We also have County Administrator Robert Reese joining us. Thanks for being here. All right. Well, you guys had your meeting yesterday here. A lot of bases covered here. And first of all, start with maybe your EMS updates. You want to start there first?
Sure. One of the topics on yesterday's agenda was to try and move forward on that project. A new EMS station down in Green Valley, off of Green Valley Road. Commission approved that, as well as a sheriff substation. And we'll be looking at, as they go through the proposal process, looking at also potentially a training meeting room attached to that facility with a vision of potentially constructing a fire station down there for the in the Blue Township area. We would imagine that total square footage on the living space on the EMS facility is approximately 2,000 square feet with two truck bays and I believe somewhere between 12 to 1,500 square feet for the sheriff's substation. And then we're looking at various options on the meeting room size down there as that area continues to grow and expand.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously a big need there in that area. Mm-hmm. It would have a sheriff's substation in it as well?
Correct. Yes, correct. They're currently housed, rent an area, a small area over by the community center, Green Valley Community Center there. And this will give them a more permanent station, a little bit more space to run their sheriff's operation out of there, as they do have normally a sheriff's deputy stationed in that area most of the time.
Okay, so you have moved forward with a plan here for a base bid. Well, what's the next step here?
Well, what we'll do, they'll go through the advertising process. It'll need to be advertised for approximately 30 days, and then they'll accept the responses to those advertisements. We'll develop have a committee, which one of the commissioners will sit on that committee to review the submittals, and then based upon that, then they'll make a recommendation to the full board on how best to proceed. The optional part will, at this point in time, will be the meeting and training facility.
Okay. Can you talk about how, Dee, if you want to chime in here too, just how much this will improve response times and service for the EMS folks out there?
Well, yesterday during the presentation by Hal Brumgartner, our EMS director, we have some very, very good response times throughout the entire county. And in particular, within the Blue Township area, he spoke about that. We're currently housed south of 24 off of Dempsey Road, and we'll, in essence, that moves them to the north side. The one on the south side was intended to be a temporary solution until we move forward on this one here. Response times will continue as they have been since we've taken over the operation October of following previous year, and so should not see any real changes. Maybe a little bit better response time in the area. The other thing is that we have various other avenues to consider, especially as they go through the process of reconstruction of 24 and the Green Valley intersection, which will be late this fall. We would hope that and anticipate that with this construction project that they should be into that new facility by the end of the year.
Okay, so pretty quickly then. That's good stuff there. I believe we have a phone call coming in here on In Focus. So go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Hey, quick question for your guest there.
That EMS truck that you've got out there, is that a BLS truck or is that a paramedic advanced life support? Are you staffing that? How are you staffing that?
It's a type A service, so it has paramedics. All of our five stations in the county have paramedics on them.
Okay, great. I didn't know, because the type A service can also can back up with from EMS, or from BLS. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys had ALS capacity there. So
correct, yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for the question there. So obviously, this kind of leads into the next area that I was going here is the expansion of that area in Green Valley. I know you guys have done some surveys, had some town hall meetings. Responses have been, mixed, would you say?
Well, the involvement has been great. People are really interested in what might be the future of the Green Valley area, and it's driven by probably failure to look at it intensely over the last 10 years. People who have moved out here don't necessarily know that they're not in a city, and that makes a difference. And we have had 200 and some people probably show up at that meeting most recently, and both at that point our intent was to give them, there's five options of things that they can do, and consolidation with the city of Manhattan. They can be independent. They can be TIFs or PUDs. Development funding kinds of things, and they can stay as a township and continue to do what they're doing. We gave them those options. We didn't necessarily discuss all the details. The timing was limited, but they broke into groups and they gave us feedback about things they were interested in. I was just trying to read through all those responses just recently. To me, it's very important that the people have input on this. If I knew what I was supposed to do to a unique situation that exists only this one place in Kansas, it'd be a miracle. So listening to people has been a large part of what we're doing right now. And the rest, our development in this area is part of the joint land use study that was implemented by Fort Riley. And they are, and a lot of people don't understand this, they are paying for this study. They're putting in $100,000 for us to look at Blue Township and study what sharings can go on, what directions, what issues we need to look for in the future. And I had a meeting with some of the people from over there and leaders in this area just last Thursday. And we drove through the community and showed them our concerns. One of the biggest driving forces to me is the discussion we have about traffic flow. And it comes back that even in the responses of this, 75% of the people over here believe we need a second route for safety and security to the city. And they believe that before the school district voted to put another school over here of 470 kids. And what we have experienced in the past is that when there's an accident on 24 or we've had some gas problems and they have to close the road, there is no other way for people to get back and forth to their children, to their jobs, to teach if they're going to Manhattan. People who are working at NBAF need to get over there for timelines and they can't make it. So all of this conversation is based on every issue that might be here for our consideration. And we have not reached a conclusion or have we written the report for this area. It will continue. That's different than the comprehensive plan countywide. They're moving in with a different set of people and a different timeline.
Okay. Well, the whole decision here, it's not something that's going to get made overnight, obviously. This is going to take some time to decide. Do you think this ultimately comes down to a vote then here by the people?
I can't answer that.
Okay.
What I was saying is about truth. Some of my friends are for it, some are against it, and I'm for my friends. I don't know how it will land, and people will have different opinions after we get done that should have been done the other way. They'll never be able to look back the other way if we don't give them the numbers and give them some input and let them feel ownership. And having done school consolidation in my earlier childhood, I really worked to try and make people participate because they say, well, you didn't think of this. We can say, here it is. We did. And it's challenging.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and to say the least, I mean, you really have to do your homework here, try to make sure you're answering every little possible question here because there's not a lot of us are in the business of making cities, you know.
And the only one I found out recently was one by Hutchison where by a golf course where they created their own separate city. And We are blessed to have an attorney, Jim Culp from Topeka, who has done local government's law working for Blue Township, as paid for by that grant from the Joint Land Use Study. And he's provided for us a lot of understanding of the options. And each one has pluses and minuses. There's no perfect, boy, this is what you ought to do next. But I believe he's probably the best gift we've had for our folks here to talk about and bring us numbers and bring us comparisons of mill levies and so on. We'll be going forward with that information in the future.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out here, if I can flag over Dave Lewis here. We'll take a break. We want to talk a little bit more about this here, and we'll do some more conversation here. Pottawatomie County Government on In Focus today. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.